It's a blessing to be here and a privilege to come and share a bit of testimony of what the Lord has done in my life. You recognise the accent is Scottish. You might be wondering why is there a Scottish guy in Northern Ireland at the Bible College, but I believe I'm here by God's call. I was raised in a Roman Catholic family in Fife, and we weren't very religious at all. We'd go to church every now and again. And when I was at the age of 24 years of age, my Auntie Agnes, she'd been converted down south in England at a Pentecostal Easter service. And it was a children's play, but the gospel was so clearly portrayed at that play. And she came back and she tried to witness to me. And we had recently just moved from our hometown where I was raised to a town maybe 7 miles further west along the coast, to a place called Glenrothes. And at that, my auntie's house that night, she told me about the Lord Jesus Christ. She told me how Jesus died for our sins. And I knew all that, being a Roman Catholic. And she told me that I needed to trust in him, and I told her I was a Christian. And then I had a bit of fun with my auntie, because I knew she meant well, and I knew she was very serious, and she was trying to convert me to the faith. So I said, Auntie Agnes, what about this in the Bible, and what about that in the Bible, and what about the next thing? And things that I didn't even believe. I was just a pure rogue, for want of a better word. And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do, Auntie Agnes. I said, I'll go home and I'll look in the Bible and I'll find where it speaks about UFOs and aliens and a whole load of rubbish that I didn't believe. Like I say, I was just being a pain. So I did. And before I left my mother's house, I was still staying at home, and I read through the book of Revelation. And I was reading through that book of Revelation in the New Testament of the Bible. I came to chapter 3, verse 20, where the Lord himself says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He says, if any man open unto me, I will come into him and sup with him. And you know, when I read those words, I knew that the Lord was speaking to my heart. And from the word go, really, when I opened up the Bible, the Lord was speaking to my heart. And I gave up searching for things that I knew didn't exist. And I started reading through this Bible. And for maybe about 2 weeks, I spent all my time, my spare time, in my bedroom reading the Bible. And just me, myself, and the Bible. The Lord was present, and he started to work on my heart. I read the Gospel of John through. I read the three epistles of John through, because I knew it was the same author. And somewhere in that time, I just broke down, and I just said to the Lord, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. And you know, it wasn't even so plain as that. I couldn't put the prayer together, two sentences. I just broke down and cried like a baby. And the Lord heard the expression of my heart at 24 years of old. And so I know prayer doesn't save a man, because that wasn't a prayer. That was just a brokenness. And you know, from that time, the Lord started working in my heart. I never told no one I was a Christian for 2 weeks, because I thought I'd made commitments to God in my life in the past, when my gran was dying with cancer, and another time when I got myself into a dangerous situation, I made promises to God. And although I'd cried out to God with faith in Christ that night, I didn't really know anything about eternal security. And I hadn't picked up on that, so I didn't tell anyone for about 2 weeks that I was a Christian, and I couldn't keep it in any longer. One night, me and my brother were walking with dogs, taking them over the park, and I was very silent. We never uttered a word, and I didn't know there was things happening in his life at that time, and he was very quiet, and I was very quiet, and I broke the silence, and I said, Jean-Paul, I says, something to tell you, and he says, what is it? And I says, I'm a Christian. And I told him, I've come to trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Saviour. And he knew his big brother. I was a bully all my life to all my young brothers. I was the oldest in the family. And he looked at me and he says, you're serious, aren't you? And I said, aye. And he says, well, that's good. And we kept walking. That was my first witness. From that time, the Lord opened up many doors, and I got opportunities to witness to people at my work. And one day on the high street, we were doing some open-air preaching, me and my pastor, preaching on the high street and giving out tracts, and I met my dear friend Clifford here, and he's from Northern Ireland, and I'd expressed, he started coming to our church at the time, expressed that an interest in going to Bible college. He mentioned the Whitfield College to me, and so from that time the college had been on my mind, and that was maybe what, 5 years ago or so, maybe 6 years ago. And a couple of years ago I came and I got an interview with Mr. Mark O'Veen for Tent of the College for Ministry. I went back, and I was supposed to start that year, And just hoping maybe if there's someone here who's maybe in a sticky situation, you maybe feel that you don't know where you're going in your life. I know what it's like to sit in a pew and look like everything's all hunky-dory with your suit on and everything, but we're human beings, we're dust. And the Lord remembers that we are dust, and sadly sometimes we forget that we are dust. And I went through a stage like that a couple of years ago. Lots of things happened in our family. My heart turned cold, I backslid away from the Lord. And I was coming to church, and I just didn't know how to make things right, you know. My mother was diagnosed with cancer. How do I get through this situation? What is it I'm supposed to do? Am I supposed to go on to Bible college? Am I supposed to stay here and look after mum and things like that? Lots of things were happening. And you know, the Lord in His sovereign mercy and in His wisdom brought everything together. My mother's there. She just had her cancer results back just a while ago, and everything seems to be clear. The Lord freed up. I had a problem getting my house sold, my flat sold, just at the last minute when I needed to go for to leave college. That happened, and I was able to come here. But you know, at that time, I was in an awful lot of doubt. I didn't know what the Lord's will was. And I did believe for a long time the Lord was calling me to witness of Christ and to go into the world and tell the gospel, and I needed training. And this metrical version of the Psalms, I was reading. I gave it all up to the Lord one night in prayer, and I said, "But that's it, Lord, I'm taking my hands off it." The troubles I was going through. And in Psalm 45, in verse 10 and 11, and I believe this is prophetic of the church, it says, "O daughter, hearken now, give thought, thine ear incline, forget the people once thine own, thy father's house and line. So greatly shall the king thy beauty fair desire. He is thy Lord, and worship thou, him worship and admire." And those words spoke to my heart. The Lord just said, give everything up. Forget your father's house and line. And is it not true that often our biggest idols are those that are closest to us, our family, our friends? Maybe because we fear they're lost. Maybe because they're saved and we love the company, we don't want to give up our comforts. And I was in a comfort zone, and the Lord shattered it. The Lord shattered it, and it was very new for me for it to take off and break new ground. It's a miracle that I'm here in Bible college. Loads of people have went to Bible college, and it's been nothing for them. Lots of people here have had the privilege of having a Bible college that preaches the Bible on their doorstep, and it's been easier for them just to travel back and forward. I was brought up in a situation where my family were my all, and just to come across a wee stretch of water was a miracle for me. It's like Israel going through the Red Sea. The Lord's been gracious to me. And I know that the Lord who saved me by His life, given up upon the cross, and by that shed blood, and forgiving my sins, and bringing me on in faith, steps of faith, can do so for people here today. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible declares who He is. Jesus says, unless you believe that I am, you shall die in your sins. And the Jews who said those words to, they took up stones for to throw them for blasphemy, because they understood His words, because they were uttered to another Jew, Moses in the Old Testament and the law. When the Lord appeared to Moses in the burning bush, He said, "Who shall I say sent me?" He says, "I am that I am. Therefore you shall tell them that I am sent you." Jesus says, "I am." He is the Eternal One. Never was, not that He was or that He will be, that He always is God. Do you believe Jesus Christ is God today? Dear brother and sister, if you don't, though you're coming to church, you're not a Christian. If you don't believe Jesus is God incarnate, if you died upon the cross and gave His life for your sins, though you've been coming here a long time, you're not a Christian. And if you die in that state, you'll perish in hell. Jesus Christ, if you don't believe that I am, you shall die in your sins. The good news is, Jesus Christ says, "Whosoever shall come unto me, I will in no wise cast them out." You know, the Lord Jesus Christ brought me, and He took me. And I can tell you, I'm an ugly sinner of myself. This is a word that I'm going to close up on this. This is one of my favourite portions of Scripture, and it's well for every Christian for to memorise this bit of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 1:26-31. And this is the Apostle Paul writing, remember. He says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are not, And things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And in speaking to Christians, but of him are ye in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Now I would just challenge you, maybe if you're not a Christian here, maybe that's why you're not. Maybe you're too wise, maybe it's too much for you to recognise you're foolish in God's sight. Maybe you're too mighty. You're not willing to humble yourself and say, I'm weak in God's sight. Maybe you think you're something you're not. This was Paul writing. He says, you see your calling, brethren. Brethren, identifying. For all his education, he was identifying with these Corinthian believers and saying, this is what we are. Here, salvation is in these words. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption. Jesus is salvation from beginning to end, brothers and sisters. Are you a Christian and forgot that? Get back to the foundations of your faith, because you'll fall and hurt yourself. That will be very humbling and sore. If you're not a believer, Jesus Christ will be all these things to you. He'll be your wisdom. He'll be your sanctification. He'll be your redemption. He'll be your righteousness. You need him alone. May the Lord bring you to himself. Amen.